Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Holly Wade. She's the Director of Research and Policy Analysis at NFIB, NFIB.com. Holly, tell us about NFIB.
Great. So NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, is the largest small business advocacy organization in the country. We have roughly about 300,000 members, small business owners,
and we just renewed our membership this week there.
Oh, fantastic. That's wonderful to hear.
Our 30th year. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. So we ask and survey members about their most critical issues in operating their business, and we work on those policy issues to help them create a better, you know, working environment to start businesses, to grow their business. There are a lot of issues out there that are of huge concern to small business owners. So
and not only in Washington, folks, but in the states across the country. I work, Holly, you don't know this, but I work with a number of your directors in states across the country as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So they do a good job in the state houses as well as in Washington. Holly, I want to get back to the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. By way of what's being projected, in terms of what we got coming at us, because the economists are imagining 5-6% GDP by the end of the year.
Exactly.
There's trillions of dollars
Absolutely.
In cash sitting on the sidelines. Bankers are telling me that their deposits are 5x what they usually are. This money is going to come flooding out. And it's gonna come into the economy. I'm almost concerned about it becoming, a problem. You know what I mean? People trying to get stuff and not having access to it. I'm worried about our supply chains.
It's definitely impacted those who, you know, anybody who's tried to remodel their house or build a house or switch out their appliances or anything like that. I mean, that's been an area of concern with the supply chain and all of that over this last year. So, you know, there's just limited ways to spend your money. You know, there's international vacations or any vacation, generally speaking, has been kind of off the table for a long time. Spending at restaurants or going to amusement parks, things like that. And so once those come back online and available to folks, it would make sense that people would start spending their savings. We had a 20% savings rate level in, you know, a couple months ago, and so that was enormous amount of money that's sitting in bank accounts waiting to be spent, as you said. So, you know, hopefully it will end up in different areas of the economy so that it's spread out more as things open up, and that would be great to see. But it has been a very interesting last 12 months to see where consumer spending has shifted, how much those who are still employed are able to save. It's certainly, again, with the economy generally, very bifurcated. So those in the kind of top third are saving a lot of money, but those who are unfortunately out of work are struggling to pay bills still. So
one of the things
hopefully this will resolve itself sooner.
One of the things we talked about in the past is through your report, people who said we could grow more if we could hire more people qualified. But I think I think in a few months we're gonna see people responding to you and saying, if I could get the supplies, if I could get the inventory of what I'm, what people are asking to buy from me, I could grow more. But because I can't get it, we're not growing. I think the supply chain.
Yes.
I'm worried about the supply chain. I'm talking about all the way back to manufacturing, all the way to the trucking, to the warehousing, to the shipping, to the delivery, the to premises. I think that supply chain. I think it's gonna be really tested over the next 12 months. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think so, too. You know, that's going to be an area of concern. We're already seeing it in the construction industry where they're having a hard time supplying for remodeling houses, building, things like that. You know, there are a lot of permits that are sitting there, but building houses, finding the talent and finding the resources and supplies to do that, it's slow going. So
Yeah. It
is certainly an area of concern, and we'll be watching it as it all kind of unfolds over the next year.
Thank you, Holly, for the great report today. Will you come back soon?
Will do. Thanks for having me.
Great job. Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen, we always love having her on the show. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.